Welcome to Another Day Above Ground, a show for, by, and about baby boomers. It's the podcast for people who have no idea how to download a podcast. And now, here's your host, Dale Irvin.
Welcome, my fellow baby boomers, to Another Day Above Ground. It's more than just a podcast, it's a philosophy. I'm Dale Irvin, and this week we're going to talk about fellow boomers in the news, and we're going to give you some health tips, financial tips, tips to live longer, and more reasons to hate millennials. And as a bonus, we're going to make it funny. And to do all that, I need the help of my two fellow boomers. First, from Indiana, the man I call the Aristotle of comedy, Mr. Tim Slagle.
Hey, we got Halloween this week, and a lot of parents don't let the kids trick-or-treat anymore. They do something at the church called a trunk-or-treat, which back in my day was a game the mafia played.
And from the Mile High City of Denver, it's barely a boomer, Carolyn Strauss.
Hey, everybody. So it is Halloween week, and I went candy shopping and decided to buy all the candy I don't like. So there's still some left and a few days till Halloween, as opposed to last year where I bought Snickers, Milky Ways, M&Ms, and I had to go reshopping.
Yeah,
new plan.
Well, that's why they invented candy corn, because nobody likes it.
they started doing the Halloween candy sales. Like big sales, like back in August. So they know what's going to happen. You're going to say, oh, it's such a good price on the fun size Snickers. And exactly what you said happens. And they do sales like they're spaced about every 2 weeks, because that's what they figure it takes you to eat the sale Halloween candy.
And then today they mark everything up about 80% so that you actually have candy in your house for Wednesday.
And what is it going to be like trick-or-treating in Denver? I mean, you combine stoners and candy, and that's a very dangerous combination. You know? This is the fourth time you're at my door. No, man, that was my brother.
That was my brother that's sick at home. Oh, wait, that doesn't work, does it?
And what do you think about this uproar that's come out in the news? Megyn Kelly, J.B. Pritzker running for governor in Illinois here. They all come up with this thing about the blackface. And Megyn Kelly said, yeah, it's okay to dress in blackface if you're playing a character. And other people are saying, no, because it goes back to the minstrel days when people made fun of the blacks. So what's your take on that? I mean, I remember
I think what we have to do is we have to separate the idea that dressing up like the Black Panther for Halloween is not the same thing as dressing up like Zip Coon from the minstrel show.
Mr. Interlocutor.
yeah, exactly. Is that what is considered blackface was something that is truly offensive. But, you know, sometimes, and especially nowadays when there is a black superhero, it's not really being derogatory. You're actually honoring someone.
Yeah, I think this is a challenging one. First of all, I think we've gotten too politically correct. I think she mentioned what happened when she was a kid and she lost her job. And I think that's just a little overkill. Okay. But I agree with you. Like, I'm a white woman with blue eyes. If I want to go as Diana Ross, I'm not going to be able to sell it unless I use a little bronzer. I'm sorry.
Go as Diana Ross's albino sister.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In 1983, I went to a costume party and I took an old shirt and kind of burned parts of it. And I took a tablespoon and put it on a gold chain around my neck and was in blackface. I went as Richard Pryor that year, who set himself on fire.
Yeah, we are so limited now, I think. We've got, like I said,
you can't even.
Go ahead.
You can't even. It actually, what caused a big scandal was a costume shop was selling a sexy handmade costume. It's with the white hat and the red robe, and but it was slit up the side with like matching thong, and apparently that caused outrage. And I don't know why, because it's not like you're actually mocking real handmaidens. There is no such thing as real handmaidens. It's something that was created for a novel into a mini series that now essentially is just victim porn. But I don't want to get into that. It's a character on TV, and yeah, you are making fun of that character on TV. But so what? Are we supposed to take that character on TV reverently? I mean that to me is political correctness really gone awry.
Yeah, I was going to go this year as Kim Jong Un, but apparently I'd be offending people. So yeah.
Well, yeah, you're cross dressing.
When I was a kid, one year I went as a nun, and I fear that would be. That would be politically incorrect now. I wasn't making fun of nuns. I mean, you could have misinterpreted it as a penguin costume. I'm just saying. Now, that was mean to nuns. After all, to all of the nuns who are listening, I apologize.
It's not like they're listening, you know? So I don't think we're going to get a lot of mail from the Nuns Union. So it's all right.
Now, wait a minute. Is there a Nuns Association? Now, that's an association I haven't approached about speaking to.
It's like, you have absolutely nothing in common with them.
Really? You don't know how long I've been celibate, Dale, and not by choice. But, you know.
The good money's betting on 4 days. Anyhow,
well, if you're Catholic, you can light a candle on Friday, but you can't eat meat. So that's the big difference.
There you go. Anyhow, here, we're talking about health because everybody's going to be eating candy and wondering how they get the weight off. And one thing I want to warn you about, we had a fellow baby boomer in Rochester, New York, who died from eating squirrel brains. Now, apparently he liked to hunt squirrels and he really enjoyed a good brain. But I got to tell you, please do not get squirrel, especially the frozen ones, because they have no regulatory process over those.
Yeah, they said before he died, he started acting really peculiar. He started getting like the shakes, and he had an irresistible urge to bury nuts.
And the dog was chasing him everywhere.
Gives a whole new meaning to the phrase, look, squirrel.
Yeah, they found him dead in the middle of the road. He was run over. But, Now, speaking of dying, which leads next to our next boomer topic, this story really shocked me. I had no idea. But apparently, people that are passing on now and having their remains cremated, one of their favorite places to drop off their cremated ashes is Disneyland.
Oh, man.
And Disney World, both of them, is a great place to drop your ashes. And they're saying it's really a problem because, you know, this is the happiest place on earth and you're kind of making it a downer.
it's kind of the cheap option. It's
it's $100 a ticket to get into Disney World or Disneyland. That is not cheap. I'm telling you, the river down the road is way cheaper, Tim.
It's much cheap. No, it is much cheaper than getting stuck in the freezer next to Walt.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, but he's coming back.
If you want to spend eternity with Walt Disney, there's two ways to do it: the $100 dump ticket or the freezer of eternity.
The funniest part is how people are getting the ashes in pill bottles, in cosmetic cases, like, because you can't just bring an urn to Disney. And the funniest part was they said that most of the ashes are being found in the haunted house, which I think is perfectly appropriate.
And they actually have, it's so common, they actually have a special vacuum cleaner that they use to vacuum up the ashes that people leave around. So they said that if you, you think that the grandma's going to spend eternity with Snow White and Mickey Mouse? No, she's going to end up in a disposable bag in the Disney dumpster.
And you know what they call a special vacuum just created for human remains? It's the Ghostbuster.
great.
I don't know. I'm gonna edit the bell out. I don't think that deserved the bell. I'm sorry.
That was fantastic.
I've already made plans. I also want to be cremated, and I want my remains put a tablespoon at a time into little baggies and passed out like cake at a wedding when you come to my funeral. I always wanted a piece of meat. Take it home with you. Do whatever you like. So,
hey, you know what? You could hand out those bags on Halloween.
I was just
thinking.
Your
wife could hang out those bags on Halloween.
I've already got that planned. I'm giving out big clumps of colored leaves that have fallen in my yard in a plastic bag as a do-it-yourself craft kit for the kids. So,
<That's great.
laughs> gets rid of my leaves, gets rid of the damn kids.
You're in Chicago. You have those pretty leaves, right? The big oak leaves that turn like orange and yellow.
Oak and maple. Maple leaves are very pretty.
I miss East Coast for that, because here in Colorado, all the leaves are brown. I mean, it's just bad. They're just brown and none of that pretty color. They go from yellow to brown to on the ground. It's annoying.
Huh. Oh, there's a good comment just sitting there, but I'm not going to delve into it. Instead, I would like to talk about an investment opportunity for baby boomers. Because if you're not blowing your money at Disneyland, which you're probably blowing a big chunk taking the grandkids there, but where can you invest? And apparently, the new investment opportunity is senior co-housing. Which I guess is a real estate investment trust, but it's places like Del Webb, except in addition to houses, they also got condos and apartments. You know, it's like dorm living all over again, except you don't have to sneak in the liquor.
Unless your grandchildren are watching.
But it's only open to people 55 and older. And so this is a big thing now that they're making, they're doing an investment on this. And hopefully in the future, we'll be able to have the guy who's in charge of this right here on this show telling us why we need to invest in something that we haven't lived in since we were 20.
Yeah, you know, it's a really interesting idea that I can see that it's preferable to going into assisted living. But it's also, you know, it's you work your entire life to have roommates again.
Exactly.
You work your entire life so that you can spend your final years saying, okay, whose turn is it to do the dishes?
We're out of cereal.
Who ate my last yogurt?
Well, it's like, who do you need to suck up to get a single? I remember in college there were certain people that had the power to get you a single room. So now,
really?
Yeah.
Not where I went to school. No, if you were lucky, you only had three or four roommates.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, my unstep kid is actually at the University of North Colorado right now, Northern Colorado, UNC, and he's got a single room. I want to know who he got to know. Yeah, he's in his freshman year.
They got rooms that are like apartments now. They've got, you know, all kinds of nice stuff and microwaves.
Yeah, they're retrofitting all the old dorms. They're pretty much all single rooms now. I mean, that's part of the reason why college debts so much.
Well, that's interesting.
It's why it's so expensive to go to school, because there's amenities now. You know, we had two guys in a room and the bathroom was down the hall.
Yes.
But now now you'll have a room to yourself, your own bathroom, you know, a little kitchenette. It's much different from when we went to school. It wasn't poverty housing.
I was in a co-ed dorm in college. And the bathroom was down the hall, and that was always interesting. And I do remember a prank where I came out of the shower and my robe and slippers and towel were gone. So that was the joy of communal housing then. I don't know that that's happening in these senior living centers, though.
Oh, sure it is.
People coming out of the shower naked.
But that's happening by accident. It's happening by accident because they don't know. They don't remember what they're doing. But seriously, this isn't a brilliant investment, right? People are investing in real estate all the time. The best part of this one is the turnover is pretty regular. Get new tenants.
Yeah, garden out front, loading dock in the back.
You gonna buy or rent? Hey, I don't even buy green bananas. Put me in for a month. Oh, well, so much for all of us kids, all us baby boomers. Who's the people we really don't get along with? And that would be, of course, the millennials, those little punks on a riding on Easy Street on the backs of our labor. But even they need to learn some stuff from us sometimes. For instance, if you're on social media, if you're on the Facebook or the Snapchat or any of that other stuff, there are certain things you should not do. And millennials don't get that. For instance, you know, you should never post a photo of your hand where it shouldn't be. We understand that. But not a millennial, you know? Hey, what are some of the other... Oh, you shouldn't have post a, any post that says you're having an affair.
Duh.
You know? God.
Duh? Really?
Back in our day, that would be like putting it on the bulletin board. You know, hey, guess what, kids? I'm banging a secretary on the third floor.
And this list, it says don't push your put your passwords online. Don't put your passwords on Facebook. Is that something anybody has? That sounds like something more someone our age might do.
Well, yeah. So, sorry. Totally forgot where I was going with that. The joy of menopause.
That'd be an upcoming feature.
We'll talk about the joy of menopause on both sides in an upcoming episode.
Because you know it's we can make fun of the millennials in this, but in their defense, there are probably a few things that people our age need to be told what you do not put on Facebook.
Yes, that is true.
So here's one: don't post a picture of your vacation when you're in Europe on the first day. Hello,
yeah,
my
don't
house
tell
is
anybody
empty.
You're going
yeah,
to Europe.
My house is empty. I'm in Paris. Come on over. That's just stupid. And password. All of those quizzes, you know, the quiz, how sexy are you? Or are you the sexiest person in your neighborhood? You answer those questions and it asks you, so, you know, who's the sexiest dog? What kind of dog is sexiest? And what was the name of your first dog? And you think that you're taking a quiz, the name of your first dog is one of the questions that that banks use as passwords.
Oh.
So don't do those quizzes.
Exactly. It's what's your Game of Thrones clan. Put the first four, you know, use your social security number, match up to these, you know, it's type in your social security number and we'll tell you which Game of Thrones clan.
Yeah, make
you
up a
to.
Name yeah. using the address of your first house or what's your current address? Make up a name that rhymes with your current address. I mean, come on. Yeah, those quizzes are really dangerous. Don't do them.
I must go to a weird bank because they ask me what dogs I think are sexiest, and I always go with the Mastiff, of course, but, you know, yeah, but if you're going out of town, please don't tell people you're going out of town. And another thing, I don't really give a crap what you had to eat. I don't. I don't want to see it at a restaurant. I don't want to see it on a plate. I don't want to see it on your barbecue grill. I don't care what you had to eat.
But what if you cooked it? Okay, so I'm not one to cook, but there's one thing that I make that's brilliant, and I only make it between Thanksgiving and New Year's, which is my mom's pumpkin cake recipe, and it only gets made for 6 weeks of the year. I will post a picture. Do you think it's horrible of me to do that, Dale? I will post a picture of my first pumpkin cake of the year because I'm very proud of it.
But why would you do that? Because none of the rest of us are going to get any piece of that. You know, nobody's going to get to taste the pumpkin cake.
Close friends are invited over to have some, Dale.
So send it to them in an email. Nobody else needs to see your pumpkin cake.
Right.
And of course, since she lives in Denver, by the time you get to her house, you're going to really want some pumpkin cake.
It's pretty popular around here, I do have to say.
Kids coming door to door. Hey, lady, where's the pumpkin cake, man?
They've already started, and it doesn't get made for another 3 weeks. It's tragic.
Well, here's our last topic on the millennials, people we hate, people we'd like to say, hey, get off my lawn to, and that is they're developing their own language. It's bad enough the kids aren't learning cursive. It's bad enough they're switching over to emojis instead of actual words, but then the words they use we can't figure out. So we got to dive into a couple of these because I've never known what they were. Catfish. That's a term the kids use. I always thought it was, you know, a rather tasty Southern meal, but it's to lure somebody in to something, whether to lure them into a scam or lure them into, you're going catfishing for them. Have you guys heard of that?
Yeah. Usually the way it's done is that if you wanna make fun of one of your bros, what you do is you get like a real hot girl and take her picture and then make a Facebook profile of that really hot girl and then start flirting with your buddy. And then eventually he thinks that he has a relationship with, and you can just embarrass the heck out of him. You can probably get him to send pictures and stuff.
Oh, you get him so stirred up, he'll be sending pipe bombs. Yeah.
Yeah, sort of, so to speak, yeah.
Right. I feel like as a country we've been catfished, but that's a whole nother conversation.
And cray, you know, which is apparently short for crazy. Are you so lazy you can't pronounce the second syllable? It's like on a text, instead of texting back, okay, they just put K. Is it that hard to put the second letter in there?
Well, actually, on that one, it usually is a double syllable word. I've never heard rarely heard people say, oh, we're so cray. It's usually repeated. It's cray cray.
Oh, cray cray. Well, there, that sounds like a rapper.
Yeah, it does. And here's the thing, too. If you want millennials to stop using these words, we should start using them. Because there's nothing that makes a cool word uncool than hear your parents try to put it into a sentence.
I heard that Facebook usage is down, I don't remember what percentage, with millennials because it's so up with boomers. We're all using Facebook, and they're not using it anymore. And they started it.
Well, I'm going to start using their words. You know, your Uncle Harry and I think are having a bromance. So, you know, that's...
So you're inviting your bae over for Thanksgiving?
When you say bromance, it's kind of creepy, Dale. It's kind of creepy. No, my favorite one that I didn't know is Bible. As in, yo, that's what I think, Bible. Like, Bible, it's the truth. Like putting your hand on a Bible. I've never heard that expression before.
I haven't. Apparently, it's replaced word.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I think. Word. You know, Bible. Well, something that none of them have ever read.
I love fiction.
Jeez. You're going to burn. Anyhow. and let me end by just saying it's probably going to happen on TBT, Throwback Thursday. I heard of that, but I never heard of MCM, Man Crush Monday, or WCW, Woman Crush Wednesday. I've never heard of
I'm actually wondering of the age of this person that wrote this article, because TBT is something that's used on Facebook, which means it's not used by millennials, as referenced by Carolyn just a couple minutes ago.
Huh, I thought it was dynamite that didn't work. Well, my friends, we have come to the time when it's time to say goodbye to our fellow boomers, because, of course, we've been on the air for a while. Each of us needs a nap. But we're going to be back with you every week. Please encourage your fellow boomers to join us online here. And anything to say, kids, in parting?
Hey, just listen to my other podcast, Rule of Three, with Tim Slagle and Ben Washburn.
Available on iTunes. Carolyn?
And I want to wish everybody a happy, fun Halloween. If you get any razor blades, just use them to shave your legs. Save some money.
I was going to give out the Dollar Shave Club. You know, just figure for a dollar, what the heck? I'll give every kid a razor. And if you'd like to laugh every Friday, join the Friday Funnies. You can reach that at DaleIrvin.com. It's all free. It's all for you. And until next week, when you get up in the morning and you look around, take a positive attitude, because after all, today is another day above ground. See you next week.
And that's it for another day above ground. For Dale, Tim, and Carolyn, I'm Farad Muhammad. Thanks for listening.